This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I said, "You're my favorite daughter. Daddy, I'm your only daughter." I said, "What? I know, but that's the only way you can be my favorite daughter. If I had two, then you couldn't be my favorite daughter. You can't show favoritism." But God can jump you up in His lap, and you can be His only one. And He's got time for you. So let me tell you, when I was out there working on that tractor yesterday, I spent a lot of time in His lap. I was talking to Him. I needed help. Well, He's there for me. He was there for you at the same time. That's what blows me away about God. But you have to get into this thought pattern of you can ask God for anything and He will do it for you. In fact, He's already given us the power. Anything we say with our mouth, if we believe it with our heart, we can have it. That's just really awesome to think about, isn't it? And then when He says, if you'll live in me, if you'll believe in me and live in me, you won't never have to die. That's a little more than the average human being can grasp. Oh, you know we're going to die. Oh, you do? Okay, well then you're going to die. Well, how long you plan to live? As long as I want to. That's what the Scripture says. He says He will satisfy me with long life. What is long life? For some people, it must not be very long. I think about when Howard Pittman had his massive artery sever in his chest in 1979. And on the way to the hospital, he was bleeding to death. And he saw himself come out of his body, and now there's two of them. One down there, and this one. And he's looking down at that one. And he said, all of a sudden, I hear this beautiful voice saying, "Howard, just let go and come on. Let go and come on. It's all over on earth for you. Just let go and come on." He said it was the most beautiful voice I'd ever heard in my life. I thought, wow, that's God. He's calling me home. And he said, I was just fixing to relax and say, "Lord, I'm coming." And then he said, I heard this little voice say, "But I said I would satisfy you with long life." Now then, we got a problem. One of those beautiful voices is saying, "Come on home. It's all over. You've done a good job on earth. Just relax. It's all over." The most beautiful voice you ever heard in your life. That couldn't possibly be the devil, could it, Sharon? But it was in his case. All of a sudden he said, when he heard that other voice say, "But I said I would satisfy you with long life." He said, "I retaliated. I'm not going to die. I'm going to live." And of course that happened in 1979. And Howard Pittman was dead technically for a whole day. And Howard Pittman is still alive and well today. I called him on the phone just a few months ago and talked to him personally. Now what? When the Word of God says the devil has deceived the whole world, you think he's deceived us all? He's really good at what he does. Every time, think about what I'm going to say now. Every time you fall out of a love walk, whether it be with your mate or your friends or your neighbor or your family, every time you fall out of a love walk, you just yielded to the devil instead of God. Do we do that every day? Nearly every one of us do that far too regular. It's easy to fall out of a love walk because you got this beast, the devil and his demons, that's running along tempting you all the time. And the minute you fall out of a love walk, he's got legal right to chip away a little bit at your life. How many times have you seen a person that lived a really clean life. I mean, technically, they were raised in a good home, good Christian family. They walked with God. They didn't ever drink, smoke, cuss, do none of that stuff. And they got to be 70, 80 years old, and they're still just really strong and able to do a lot of things. We have some of those people that have been to this church. I mean, I think about one man that comes to this church, 84 years old. Man, he is a go-getter. He's a worker. Man, that guy's a ball of fire. But he's had a great life and served God. And then all of a sudden, some guy walks in. In fact, I don't know the name, but I'll tell you. They wheeled a man in here one day in a wheelchair that had two young 22-year-old sons. And they brought Daddy to a healing school. And he was in a hood and everything, and he wouldn't even let me see him. Finally, at intermission, I went over and I said, "Sir, what is wrong with you?" He pulled his hood back a little bit, and he said, "I need to be restored." I said, "What's wrong with you?" And he took one of those sleeves and pulled his arm out, and there wasn't no hand on it, back to about right here. Just whatever it was. Just eat up. He was awful. I said, "How old are you?" He said, "I'm 45. I said, "What kind of world did you live in?" I said, "Do you know Jesus?" He said, "Yes." I said, "What did you live in before you come to know Jesus?" He said, "I was the meanest person, and I done everything in the world wrong you can do wrong." Was he paying dearly for it? Paying dearly. Now you take a man 85 years old that's robust, smooth skin, able to walk, run, and play, write articles for Jesus, do all kinds of wonderful things for God. And then you bring another that's half his age and he's in a wheelchair and can't do nothing. One man never walked in sin. That man, all he did was walk in sin. When it says sin, bring forth death. That really brings it home to you. How many of you, we won't go quite that wild. How many of you have seen a man or a woman that's 50 years old that got off on the wrong path and became maybe a drug addict or an alcohol addicted person, lived, you might say, kind of on skid row, and they're all wrinkled and look awful? I mean, look awful. You seen people like that?
Yeah.
And you know, find out, how old are you? 40, 45, 50? And you think, golly, she looks like she's 90. Any of y'all ever seen anybody like that?
Yeah.
Okay. When you live in sin, what does sin bring forth? Death. So your body starts deteriorating, and if you never learn how to walk with God and walk in faith, then your body will deteriorate at this fantastically rapid rate. But what if you walk with God and you learn how to talk? "Lord, praise the King. You renew my youth daily like the eagles."
My dad's almost 80 and he works every day on the farm.
Amen. But he's a great Christian guy too, isn't he?
He is.
And he's learned a lot of the principles, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
But you see the difference, right?
Yeah. He looks young.
Oh, sure.
He looks younger.
That's the whole thing. You know, if we will do what God's Word says, and we will learn these promises and claim these mighty promises, He has given you and me by faith unlimited power. Unlimited power by faith. Now let's go back over here to Hebrews 11 and let's go a little further here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How do you make these things where you can see them? By your confession. Your confession, as you confess, just like I did over Caitlin, I'm looking at that little girl, tore all to pieces, and every doctor in the hospital said it's impossible for her to live. But my confession of the Word of God brought that little girl not only back to life, but brought her back to supernatural life so that she is an exceptional child in the second grade. And the fastest one. Could never walk again. Could never move a muscle. Could never breathe on her own. if she lives, we'll leave a pump in her and she'll be an absolute vegetable, and you'll have to pump her lungs and pump out her lungs every day, and that's all the life that little girl will ever have. Impossible even. Pull those tubes out, she's gone. It's dead. Over. I said, oh no. With the God I serve, she'll be supernatural. She'll run and play. And there won't be a scar on her little body in the name of Jesus. Some of you have seen her. There's no scars on her little body, are they? Doesn't God do good work? He's awesome. So this is where we've got to get to where we walk, right, Sharon? Our confession must be, now then, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, man, I'm telling you, I had that hope because I knew the Word of God. I said, now, Lord, thank you. I got faith and I got hope, and I'm going to speak the Word, and the Word of God is going to bring her back, and she's not going to have a scar or a mark, and she's going to, and I don't just want her to be natural. I want her to be supernatural in everything she does. See, get over this natural stuff. I don't want to be normal. Do you? No! If God has given you and me as His children unlimited power on this earth, why should we limit ourselves to being average? Sure. I mean, just like my daughter. When my daughter got pregnant, her and her husband, she wanted a baby. Oh, she wanted a baby. Well, she got pregnant right after they got married, and she come in when she learned she was pregnant. Oh, Daddy, praise God, I'm pregnant. I'm going to have a little baby. And she said, Daddy, I've asked God for a healthy baby. And I looked at her and I said, Ann, what? Daddy, I want a healthy baby. I said, well, is that all you want? Well, she said, what do you mean, Daddy? I said, well, honey, God's a great big God. I mean, at least you want a beautiful one and a healthy one and an intelligent one, right? I mean, give me a break. I mean, if He's God and He said you can have whatever you say, don't just say, oh, Lord, I want just a healthy one. He said, oh, is that all you want? Okay, that's where my limitations are. No, Lord, I don't want just a healthy one. I want a healthy one. But I want a beautiful, healthy, intelligent, supernatural one. That's what I want. So, when you ask Him, when she's laying there, when the doctor says she can't never live, can't never walk, can't never do nothing, then you take these scriptures and you speak by faith in God and tell the King what you want in the name of Jesus, living in Him, walking with Him, being obedient to Him, and when you do, the King says, He'll do it, doesn't He, Michael? And He did it. And He raised up those little girls and those little children over there in that hospital, and I'm telling you, you talk about a supernatural miracle. Even with Kelly, with her little head busted open and both pelvis crushed, when the doctor said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage, more than likely, and it'll be 2.5 to 3 months minimum before she can even stand with a walker.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.